This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale prince, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss.
Hi, you can turn to us. We are here to uncomplicate things. If you have reached the ceiling of complexity in your life, when all your time is filled up with activity, Jennifer, and you have no time to think, you can't improve your life because you have reached the apex of what time allows you to do. It's a trap. Get out while you can. The only thing you have to do is stay with this program. All the rest of the stuff is questionable at best, other than the
thank you.
Take care of daddy's business. People are so funny. Hello, welcome to the DJV Experience. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Do you go to the Facebook page to see what I put there yet?
I did, and I want to know how come Cody is not adopted by you yet?
Where is Cody? What's going on with Cody? I don't know. Nobody's updated me. Cody is a bulldog. Isn't that the bulldog that
No, this is,
Cody is a dog
pit.
That you posted.
You posted this.
Yeah,
he's
been
in the shelter.
Yeah, yeah, because it doesn't fit. I'm trying to help the dog get he would not be a good fit here with me. But
really?
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because I know.
He's so sweet.
But there is stuff that is that the thing that's what got more of you? I posted the thing about the bulldog, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
We stop for dogs here when we look at your page.
We do.
So,
we stop
you know.
For dogs. We stop yeah. for lots of things. Somebody was, speaking of stopping, somebody was so appalled at the admission last Tuesday I admitted to driving 92 miles an hour and getting stopped and talking my way out of the ticket.
You rebel.
Yeah. Somebody sent me the National Safety Council's defensive driving course that I should take. I think I'm very defensive. And by the way, that really, without being facetious, that's the kind of driver you need to be. You cannot
you
be
know what's
an
funny.
Offensive driver. You need to be a defensive driver. Know what's going on all around you. Yeah, what's funny?
I was trying to think about any time that we may have shared a vehicle together, and I think the only time we ever did, Bob Decay was driving. I don't think I've ever driven with you, Doug. I don't know if I can even comment on your driving, but I know Victoria can because she tried to keep up with you.
I'm a very good driver. I'm an excellent driver.
I love. Think she described it as bat out of hell. Was that what you, was that the terminology?
Well, it was very Clark Griswold. We just kept going in circles. And Bob Kay was in my front seat with me, and both of us were making lots of Clark Griswold jokes. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament again. And we just kept going around in circles.
Well, I had very important things. My friend Jim Bohannon and I were in my car, and we were talking about very important things that were going on in our world, and we needed to straighten them out, and so a couple of wrong turns were taken. What's the big deal? Yeah, no big deal. But it really is interesting. So I dug out my old... Remember I said that I was going through files to do my income tax, and I was looking for things, and then I remembered that I had a file that I haven't looked at since 1999 that was aimed at helping people understand how to get out of a game plan for beating an unfair speeding ticket. It was a whole system that was developed by people who had been in law enforcement who knew, you've heard me say this before, and some people scoff at it, when I say that the major reason for police officers with radar guns out in the highway isn't for safety, it's to collect money. They're revenue enhancement officers. They are not there for your safety. And so... Mm-hmm. This, I hear a...
I was just wondering what counts as an unfair speeding ticket.
Yeah, weren't you going 94
miles an hour?
That wasn't necessarily about me. I was going over the speed limit. But then there's the other... this may sound very arrogant, but, you know, I know how to drive. And driving at 92 miles an hour, for me, is not a It's not something that's unsafe as long as I keep my eye on what's going on all around me. In Europe, in Germany, there are no speed limits on the Autobahn. You can drive.
How often, honesty time, do you distracted drive?
How often am I distracted as I drive?
Uh-huh. Because I would imagine the number's pretty high.
I would just admit to never having ridden with me.
I followed you about conference calls and other phone calls taking place while you're driving. See you fiddling with the radio, singing
like
"Baby Love."
On,
no, no.
This is an attack on
singing
the host
baby
of the program.
Love. Oh, high boy. At the top of your voice. I can hear that.
I open up the windows and I sing with a lot of the music. If I
could hear a lot of phone calls, I could hear. Oh, how does this stupid cell phone work? I could hear some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel disrespect.
No, I'm just asking because I didn't tell you.
You know, I'm just going to say, you overuse that word a lot. I mean,
disrespect?
A lot. Yes. Like,
really?
It's way overused.
That's so.
Distracted drive, honestly,
she said in a disrespectful tone.
Probably 40% of the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm being honest. I'm distracted when I drive 40% of the time.
Yeah, that's realistic. I mean, we all have so much going on in our cars now that, you know, the phone or the Waze or traffic or, you know, changing channels. I mean, it's true. And especially for you, Doug, I mean, you just admitted that talking to your friend had you so distracted you drove in circles. So I don't know that you have a really strong argument here.
Well, but that doesn't mean because there's one incident that that's the way it is all the time.
So what's your number?
Side with Jen on this.
I'm just asking what your number is. I was honest.
I feel 40%. Like I'm being attacked. I won't use the word disrespect. I feel like I'm being attacked.
Oh, you are not. Give it up, please.
Such a wuss.
I'm asking you if you're a distracted driver. Just give me a number. Come on.
And the number that you want is what?
I don't want
like a
number.
Percentage.
Just how often, if you were to honestly look back at your body of work over the last year in your car, how often are you distracted when you drive?
I think that's a difficult thing for me to assess. That would come from someone who was who was in the car with me to observe.
What was that we said last hour about someone protesting too much?
How much am I distracted? It depends on whether it's a short drive or a long drive. What's going on?
I've been involved
this weekend. I have been distracted and distressed a great deal because it's a political weekend. I'm trying to visit people and share with them my reasons for them voting for a town. I mean, I'm voting for a city rather than the town government we have. And what really distressed me was that I got a message loud and clear yesterday that if I wanted to get things through town meeting that I need to get through this spring, that I better be quiet about
my feelings. Right.
Yeah, right. So that did distract me. Am I distracted by other things? Yeah.
The radio, the phone. How often?
That's all.
The phone, I'm on the phone a lot.
20% of the time, 100% of the time.
You've got to give it up, Jen. I don't think you're going to get an answer here.
Well, I'm just trying to think. She's putting me in a position where I'm actually thinking about it. I haven't really ever thought about it before. How much time do I spend on the phone? It would depend. If you were asking Meredith that question and she were in the car, she would give you a different answer than would I. Maybe my answer would be 40% of the time. There's a distraction. There are things that are happening in the car that I pay attention to in terms of what's around me because I'm very observant. But do I have other things that are going on? Yeah. The advent of the cell phone is anathema to me. I got along just fine without a cell phone for a long time. I did my business when I was not distracted by driving, but now the tool is there, so it's not really my fault. Somebody else gave me this tool, and I have to use it. Does everybody expect me to answer a call? Where are you? Why didn't you answer the call? Why didn't you take my call? Why didn't you respond? Send me a text. So you see, folks, I'm just an innocent victim of technology. I have become a pawn at the hands of the people who really want to control my life. And it's a sad reality, and I hope the same thing is not going on in your life.
I know.
Heads,
I'm exhausted.
I'm so exhausted.
Fact or myth? If you get a speeding ticket, you deserve it.
Most of the time, fact. Yeah.
Really? What about you, Victoria? You say fact or myth?
Well, luckily, I've never been pulled over for speeding, and I've never gotten a ticket.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And I drive
fast. You're not
I really
living.
Do. Like, honestly, though, like, it's a miracle. I think I'm just good at being cagey and ducking behind other people, but, yeah, I mean, I'm amazed.
You have radar detectors. I used to have radar detectors.
My dad does still, but I don't know if that really works.
Doesn't
I've
work
never
anymore.
Had that.
Nah, it doesn't work. They used to work, but now they've made the police radar so... the technological advancements are so specific and you know, you can't really beat them.
Right.
And by the way...
I just remember every time we passed a grocery store, the automatic doors would set it off. I'm like, wow, way to go, Dad. You got one.
About right.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I've seen a picture of Kara's, by the way. I've never seen a picture of your father. I know Jennifer's dad and I are great friends, so I... No, but I don't know what your father looks like.
I'll have to post it. He looks exactly like me. We look like twins.
Really?
Yeah, I look exactly like my dad. Like my mom had nothing to do with it.
Doesn't wear a bra, though, does he?
No.
No. Looks like you. You mean talking about from the neck up, he looks like you.
Yeah.
Well, you look like him. Yeah. All right, so anyway, back to the radar here. The radar technology that is used, you can break it down because there's a calibration. This is a hint for those of you who are wanting to get something and want to pay off after all this conversation, this nonsense of me being accused of being an irresponsible driver. The payoff for you sticking through this is if you get a speeding ticket, what you want to do is ask the officer for proof that the radar gun was calibrated before he got your number.
They love
most
that, by the way.
Of the time.
I'm sure officers are going to be super excited when you ask that question.
Most of the time they haven't done it, and therefore your case gets thrown out. If you want to always beat a traffic ticket, ask for the calibration record of the radar gun that you that the officer used to grab you and nab you, and they will 99 times out of 100 look at you with a blank stare, not even know what you're talking about. But the requirement of the law in most states is that the calibration be done so you make sure the radar detector is as accurate as possible. All right, so is it worth all of the stumble bumble through the conversation to get to that?
Oh.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't beat the ticket. 19 past the hour with the DJB experience.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum three items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized plush Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each plush animal Easter basket comes filled with free candy and a free stuffed bunny, all for $19.99. Plus, you can have it personalized with any name for free. To get this special Easter deal, go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 0200. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 0200.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One of my pals, a disc jockey named Harry Nelson, who was on a station in Boston with me when I was still playing music, has a daily log on, it's a kind of a blog, of old songs that he pits in a sort of a survey, which do you pick as the best or the worst of these songs. And yesterday, he had a song by the Beatles. He had a song by Bruce Springsteen, and I think the Doobies, and a Bob Dylan song. And the Bob Dylan song came in last, as it usually does with disc jockeys, because most people just don't have the stomach or understand what his popularity is when it comes to singing. Great writer.
Bob Dylan oftentimes sounds like a car starting.
Right. Now, believe it or not, this is New Music Monday, and music from Bob Dylan. Crank this up, Carol.
Yeah, this isn't bad, by the way. Yeah.
That's why I told the story, because it doesn't sound like Bob Dylan at all.
There's a bit, but this style of music suits that more than...
Well, I don't hear that in here. I hear a good version of a song that's a traditional sort of saloon song. The best is yet to come from the new triple disc album, Triplicate, a collection of Dylan's favorite songs from the Great American Songbook that he does himself. Listen, crank it up again, Carol. Hey, let's listen to this.
Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and people won't it be fine.
I don't hear Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it suits him.
Yeah, this is good.
The best is yet to come.
Good for you. Good for him. Best is yet to come. All right, so this is a triple disc album, Triplicate. Good. Good stuff. I'll be interested to hear what else is on there. Maybe we can feature a few of these tunes each Monday when we do New Music Monday for a while and see if they hold up. All right, Victoria, maybe?
Okay.
All right, next song on the new music list is something that I can't pronounce. How do you pronounce his name?
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Sounds like something you put on your ice cream. That's from an album, Automatron, or Automatron, or Automaton, or whatever. Automaton, what is this? Super fresh, the song. Listen to this, though. Put all the BS beside. This sounds like a great R&B classic, even. Does it?
It sounds very disco-esque to me.
There's a little R&B in it.
Yeah.
R&B was big during disco. Not Tavares, but it's good. Who is this guy? What do we know about this guy?
It's not Tavares.
I know. know it's not Dubai. But what is it?
Jamiroquai is a British group. They've been around for a long time now. They had a huge hit during the Napoleon Dynamite movie era. Canned Heat was their massive, massive hit. And so this is their first new album that they've done in a while. But
the name of a group during the original twist and turn into what we called at the time acid rock. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Canned Heat. Look and you can Google that. Carol will Google it.
That's probably where they got it from then.
The story of the band Canned Heat. Yes, right.
Okay. But they have like a disco vibe with an R&B
like
thing.
This too.
Yeah.
So you're 2 for 2 so far, Victoria. Let's see if we make it 3. This is the third new tune from Trace Adkins this time.
Oh,
ain't
yeah.
Just the whiskey talking.
A life like this, that ain't the whiskey talking. It's my heart knowing what is wanting. All of that stuff brewing up in Kentucky don't come close to the way.
What do you want to lead into credibility here with this, Jennifer?
Just listen to that voice, that Trace Adkins. This is his first new music in quite a while. He had some personal problems. His father died. He was sober for a very long time. He fell off the wagon after his dad died. And then his wife left him. And so I think
sounds
he's
like
kind
a
of...
country song.
Yeah, I know, right? I was going to say.
There you go.
So he's battling back, but he's got this new album out. And, you know, it sounds good. This is classic.
Something's going on, yeah.
This is classic Trace Adkins sound, so it's cool.
Anybody watch the CMA Awards last night?
I taped it. I had to go to bed.
Didn't miss much. All right, 28, that's just my read on it. 28, I missed Madam Secretary because it was on. 28 past the hour.
Is my heart knowing what is wanting? All of that stuff brewing up in Kentucky don't come through the way that you put me. I know for the night is true, I'm going on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, chewing is a natural behavior pattern for dogs. One reason puppies chew is because they're teething. And when your dog's teeth are cutting the gums, there's a lot of pain. The natural reaction is to chew. The easiest way to soothe his aching mouth is to freeze several natural rawhide bones, buy a few so the puppy doesn't get bored with them, and you can rotate the bones. Also, buy lots of chew toys, make sure they're safe and durable. Keeping them in the freezer will help alleviate a lot of the pain, just like a teething ring for a baby. You should also use some basic training. When you see your dog chewing, a lot of people will focus on no, no, no. If the dog is chewing, he might be bored or might just need some mental stimulation. Maybe the leash and collar should come out at that point and a little lesson should take place. There are a couple of reasons for dogs to chew. Teething, boredom, lack of exercise, and in rare cases, a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if your dog is chewing, first you want to check the teeth. If he's teething, the frozen bones, give him a lot of exercise and stimulation. He'll stop, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The whole process of buying a home, it was terrifying. We didn't know if it was even something that we could plausibly do. But having this estimate from Zillow, in which they kind of calculate out what the approximate value of that house maybe should be, it took all that kind of scary risk away. I can't tell you how much happier we are having a place of our own.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, his whole thing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
School's in session. School bells ring. And children sing. On the air again. On the air with the three friendliest folks you could possibly imagine. All ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Curry Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then the Dougster is here to put a focus on the weather. But remember, as we talk about the weather outside, which you can't really control, think about what's happening inside. What's your destination today? Is it what's happening inside of you that's most important, or what's happening around you and outside that's most important? My guess would be that what's happening inside to you is what's most important, because you can't control the weather outside. You can control what's going on inside of you. So with that, hopefully positive spin on things, especially Monday, set the tone for the week. It's cool. But the tone for the week has been set by all of the disruption yesterday in Louisiana. Wow. The mobile homes again getting attacked in Breaux Bridge, Louisiana. Lady and her daughter died. Hurricane force winds. I saw 183-mile-an-hour wind. In a situation like that, where there's no protection, hard to survive in these circumstances. And the state's on high alert again today. Stay off the roads. Keep your cell phones charged. and listen for the severe weather alerts. I heard a story last night at dinner. There was a tornado that blew into western Massachusetts the week before last. Not many people heard about it because it just came, you know, when these really warm, at this time of year, as the warm air clashes with the cold air, and one wonders why it doesn't happen in the fall, because the same sort of thing happens, only in reverse. But it's the warm air clashing with the cold air that causes tornadoes. Think about this. Rather than the cold air clashing with the warm air. I don't understand that meteorologically, but that's what happens. Think of it. Isn't that interesting? When you think about it, cold air clashing with warm air does not cause tornadoes, but warm air clashing with cold air does. It's what hits what from what direction, apparently.
It's weird. It's kind of like when I was in grade school and, you know, I went to Catholic school, so they would say, Christians are not Catholics, but Catholics are Christians. And it was like, whoa, mind blown.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Is it like that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is like that. Anyway, let's see. There was a tornado 180 miles an hour that blew through parts of Arkansas and Mississippi under the threat of tornadoes again today. But it looks like the bullseye is on a lot of Louisiana. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain. These huge hail balls, like the size of a baseball. You know what they do to the cars and the windshields? You can get a 6-inch. There are some of these things that are 6 inches wide. What does that do when it hits your car? It's coming out of the sky at 100 miles an hour, dents the roof of the car, smashes the window. Really, pretty serious stuff. Anyway, the tornadoes, and I'm looking at some of the other situations here. The lady's name I was talking about, 38-year-old Francine Gotch and her 3-year-old son. Those are always tough. No, I'm sorry, this was a daughter. Anyway, the point is that this is not a place you want to be going into today. It's not a place that you'd want to spend any time. This is a tough season of the year for weather down there, and our thoughts are positive as to how people and families make it through. When you see some of these towns, they're in the middle of nowhere, and they just get completely wiped out. The whole town gets wiped out. I began to tell you the story about this tornado that hit here in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago, and this family has a farm in, I think it's out in Williamstown, which is on the New York, Massachusetts, and Vermont border. And this family had a huge barn, beautiful barn, that was attached to the house. And they were going to have a wine tasting in the barn that night. It was a Saturday night. And they decided, nah, they wouldn't have it there. They'd have it in the house. So they moved everything inside because it looked cloudy. It looked like it was going to rain, and they didn't want to have people going in and out, even though the barn was attached to the house. So they're in the house having the wine tasting, about 80 people in the house. And the storm, they can hear the storm, but they don't really hear how close it is. Do you know that tornado came in and completely flattened the barn and didn't touch the house?
Wow.
Flattened the barn.
It's and it amazing was attached how so to the bag. Precise tornadoes
yes,
can be.
Yes, that's the point. Yeah, you got it, Victoria. Very precise. Wow. Imagine, put yourself in that position. What do you feel like after, you know, especially if you had a couple of glasses of wine, Jennifer? And you know, well, what's all that noise out there?
Right now, look outside, your barn's gone.
And it's gone. Whew. Speaking of things that are going, gone, Mayor Bill Blah Blasio says it's time to do away with Rikers Island. And if that happens, it'll be the end of the Law and Order franchise, because where would the Law and Order franchise be without Rikers? What you don't know is that there are 10,000 inmates in Rikers. Huh. And the people who are at Rikers have not been to trial yet. That's what knocks everybody's socks off. I was trying to think of something that was comparable to this in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and I can't.
That's like a holding? So they're using Rikers as a holding facility?
10,000 people are waiting to go to trial on offenses committed in the five boroughs of New York. 10,000 people.
This is one thing I agree with de Blasio on. This is, I mean, $13 million just in injury and death lawsuits from jail assault alone while these people are waiting to go to trial. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's costing the city so much money.
How can the system be so backlogged. How much criminal activity is actually going on in New York? Do all these people need to be there? There are all kinds of questions about this.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it will cost the city billions of dollars if they close Rikers. But it would seem to me it would smarten people up as to how the system is working. I think New York is waking up to this.
I don't understand why you would close it. Why wouldn't you just fix the system? I mean, that's just so ridiculous to close down a jail because everybody is always inevitably complaining about prison overcrowding.
Yeah.
Why close it down? Why just get the system right? Get these people out in and out of there.
I think the goal is to have a jail for each borough. So, like, if you commit a crime in Queens, you go to a Queens, like in L.A., don't they have the different counties have the jails, right?
L.A. County.
It's L.A.
They kind of want to do it like that.
How realistic is that, though? Because who's in these gentrified areas in Brooklyn? Are they going to want to have a jail built?
Jail next door.
No way. That sounds great, but it's never going to happen. People will fight that tooth and nail.
There's nothing on Rikers except Rikers. That's it. It's like prison island. It's like Alcatraz. Same thing. So, wow. But imagine that many. That's the thing that startled me was the number of people that are waiting to be tried for offenses. 10,000? How do you have a system that works that badly and have any respect for the system at all? No wonder Dick Wolf went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Let's see. Do we have time for people in the news, or do we need to do? I probably should do the food news, right? Food and farm news, and then we get to the people afterwards. First things first, the situation in your body that could use a little bit of color. I just did my Super Beats shake downstairs. The antioxidant principles of Super Beats. I was explaining this to a friend of mine. I gave a couple of packets to my friend Charlie, who visited me over the weekend. He was talking about trying to find me. I told him how to find us on TuneIn, go to CRN or iHeart or whatever, how many different places, Blog Talk Radio, you can find the program. And then he said, well, what kind of commercials do you do? And I told him a story about Super Beats. And he looked at me and says, does that stuff really work? Come on. And I said, yeah, it really does. And I gave him a packet for him and his wife. So I'll see with him. I'll see him tonight. I'll see how it worked. It's an antioxidant. It's a detoxifier. It is safe. It has anti-cancer principles to it. Not principles. What's the word I'm looking for?
Properties.
Properties. Thank you. I think you're reading my mind. Cellular rejuvenation. All of these things are part of this terrific little vegetable called a beet. Non-GMO beets are grown for Super Beets. They are cooked, then they are dried, then they are powdered, and you get a canister a month of Super Beets. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie, drink it. Jennifer does it. Victoria does it. Kara does it. Different times of the day. If you use it in the morning, you won't need any caffeine, no coffee, because this gives you the all-natural start to the day. Nitric oxide, which comes more prolifically in beets. Mother Nature loves you. And she proves it by producing these beets. Have all this nitric oxide. You take that, opens up your arteries, makes your blood pressure normal, and takes care of getting the blood to all the microvessels, gets it to your muscles, to your brain, all the important things, energy and stamina. This is the way to live life to the fullest. It really is. And there are all kinds of properties, as I said, in here as you read the book that you get. With your first order, Beat the Odds, the book, comes to you. When you call 800-655-4183, you can order or order online at DougLikesBeats.com. That's a neat way to actually get through to that which is the important way of understanding what goes on is to spend a little bit more time than I can spend with you here to tell you the story. I'm just here to intrigue you. Find out why we love our Super Beats. 800-655-4183. You can click on to DougLikesBeats.com for the special offer. 30-day supply free when you first order. Money-back guarantee. The book, the whole deal, free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, and you're on your way to great health, which you will tell other people about as we do here. 800-655-4183. Get started. Come on. Shoot some beats with us at DougLikesBeats.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. What a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic opportunity for you to get the best without having to pay extra for it from the folks at Tasty Lee Tomatoes. These are certified tomatoes. What does that mean? Certified what? What does that mean? American Heart Association.
They're not
says,
crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy if you're not using them, if you're not eating them. That's the thing. Take it from all of us. The way to have health is to eat the best. Talk about super beets, non-GMO beets. These are non-GMO tomatoes that taste actually like you grew them yourself. Just the right mix of sweetness and tanginess. Taste is very good. The ladies will tell you. Stamp it. Yes.
Delicious.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So for a healthy, happy life, nothing better than really good food. And juicy, garden fresh, tasty Lee tomatoes are a great way to get onto that bandwagon. So if you're into the best that life has to offer, keep your snack supply filled with the fresh and healthy snacks that come, that you make from Tasty Lee Tomatoes. BLT Tasty, you can do that. All kinds of healthy recipes, as a matter of fact. Fresh ways to go at tasty-lee.com. So you can order them and they'll ship them to you, package them, ship them to you at tasty, with an I, -lee.com. Or you can find out where to get them. Most of the grocery stores have them. They can tell you on tasty-lee.com who has them, or you can go to your favorite grocery store and say, hey, can you get these? They can order them in, and you get them. But you probably get them fresher and faster by having them shipped to you. Check it out, and they'll probably be less expensive buying them at the store, too. Nothing better than Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tasty with an I, -lee.com. So Gordon Ramsay has revealed the one thing he'd never eat. He said that he would never eat. Did you see this?
No.
Airplane food.
Oh, really?
Never. He says, there's no blanking way I eat on planes. I worked for airlines for 10 years, so I know where the food's been. I know where it goes and what happens to it long before it gets on board. So if you're hungry, buy the food before you get on the plane. That's basically what Gordon Ramsay.
That's gross. Yeah, right? That's gross. Yeah.
Ooh. Sounds gross. He's got a restaurant at Terminal 5 at Heathrow. Maybe a little business going on to promote himself there. 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a visit now from my friend Uri Geller, who is always here with good reason, the author of any number of books. Sean is a great book to read. Ella is a great book to read. And speaking of great books to read, there's one published this week in which you have a prominent part, Uri, Ann Jacobson's new book called Phenomenon. How do you play into that, and what's the book about?
Okay, first of all, Annie Jacobson, who lives in Los Angeles, he's a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, which is really a major thing. And she has been many times in the New York Times bestsellers lists with her books like Area 51 and The Pentagon's Brain. But this book is basically about the secret history of the United States government's investigation into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. These are subjects that are kind of always rubbished, and skeptics try to debunk it. And not in this book. This is a fascinating book. It's basically the definitive history of the military's decades-long investigation into mental powers and phenomenon from, way back from the Nazi era, where she writes about how Hitler and Himmler were all into the occult, and they tried to influence the world by honing certain psychics and develop superhuman race. It's really amazing. The book is about a team of scientists and psychics with top secret clearances. Of course, I was one of them. And this is for more than 40 years. The American government has researched extrasensory perception, which we didn't really know about. And they were doing remote viewings using attempts to locate hostages, fugitives. They were trying to locate secret bases, downed fighter jets. The government tried to divine other nations' secrets. And even to predict that, listen to this, to predict future threats to national security. And this is so mind-blowing. It encompasses the intelligence agencies and military services involved, where the CIA, DIA, NSA, DEA, the Air Force, the Army, and even, believe it or not, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it's just mind-boggling. And the question is, who did the U.S. government hire for these top-secret programs? Well, you know that I was one of them. But in this book, she explains everything, the military, the intelligence work, and the big question again, how do scientists approach such enigmatic subject matter?
Yeah.
And what's the most interesting is that what really interested the government in these supposed powers, I know that these powers are real, well, the question is it continuing? Is this phenomenon still occupies the minds of CIA and other agencies, and are they still operative?
And the answer is?
Yes, absolutely, except today they don't call it psychokinesis, they don't call it telepathy, they kind of call it intuition, more science, more scientific words are included, and so forth. We have to use these talents, Doug, because, you know, terrorism is raging all over the world. And we're really worried that one day terrorists will be able to build a nuclear weapon in a suitcase.
Well, there's all that. I don't like fear-based thinking, as you know, but there is a lot of that sort of thing. So just for the heck of it, who are some of the other people that you I know you're in this book. By the way, it's called Phenomenon, Annie Jacobson. It'll be on the best-selling list, I'll bet, this weekend on the New York Times site. So who else is in there that we would know?
Well, she reveals so many names. My gosh, I couldn't believe it. One of them was a high officer in the CIA called Kit Green, who tested me from Langley, Virginia, secretly, of course. I didn't know it was CIA, and I was in Palo Alto, and he asked me to read his mind. He was holding a book, and he asked me to tell him what he was looking at, and I did it exactly correctly. I even mentioned the name Architectural, which he had written on with a black marker on that page. The book has this, you know, the supernatural, the Poharic story, skeptics and the U.S. Yeah. Army, quasi signs, the Soviet threat. It goes on and on. I really urge you to get this book. It's a very thick book.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.